What if the hardest part of quitting smoking isn't the physical withdrawal, but realizing you've been fooled all along? Most smokers believe they understand their addiction. They know cigarettes are harmful, expensive, and socially unacceptable. Yet they continue smoking, convinced they're making a conscious choice. The truth is far more unsettling. Smoking operates like a psychological illusion, a trick so clever that millions remain trapped despite wanting desperately to escape. The addiction doesn't announce itself with dramatic cravings or unbearable pain. Instead, it whispers quietly, convincing you that cigarettes provide something valuable: stress relief, concentration, pleasure, when in reality, they create the very problems they claim to solve. This deception begins with your very first cigarette, which tastes terrible and makes you cough, paradoxically reassuring you that you'll never become addicted. By the time smoking becomes pleasurable, the trap has already closed around you. Smoking creates a perpetual loop that's nearly impossible to recognize from the inside. When you light a cigarette, you're not gaining pleasure. You're temporarily relieving discomfort caused by your previous cigarette. It's like wearing painfully tight shoes just to enjoy taking them off. Nicotine reaches your brain within 7 seconds, faster than injected heroin, creating immediate but fleeting satisfaction. Within 20 to 30 minutes, withdrawal symptoms creep in: restlessness, irritability, difficulty concentrating. These symptoms are so mild that most smokers never recognize them as withdrawal. They just feel vaguely uncomfortable. The next cigarette brings instant relief, and your brain registers this as pleasure. Over time, you build thousands of associations between cigarettes and specific moments: morning coffee, stressful calls, post-meal relaxation. Your brain learns to expect nicotine during these situations, creating psychological triggers far more powerful than physical addiction itself. The cruelest aspect? Cigarettes progressively damage your nervous system while providing less relief. You need them more, but enjoy them less, a losing game you can't win by playing. Your favorite cigarette after dinner or with morning coffee feels satisfying only because you've been in withdrawal longer than usual. Non-smokers enjoy these moments fully without chemical assistance. The morning cigarette seems wonderful after 8 hours without nicotine, making the relief more dramatic. This reveals why cutting down fails. Reducing consumption increases withdrawal time, making remaining cigarettes seem more precious, strengthening psychological addiction. Every perceived benefit is a myth. Smokers believe cigarettes aid concentration, yet nicotine impairs focus by starving the brain of oxygen. They think smoking relaxes them, despite nicotine being a stimulant that increases heart rate and blood pressure. They imagine cigarettes relieve boredom, yet studies show smokers report higher daily boredom than non-smokers. Even stress relief crumbles under scrutiny. That anxious feeling when running low is created by tobacco itself. Non-smokers don't experience this anxiety. You're not relieving stress. You're temporarily escaping the stress that smoking creates. Physical nicotine withdrawal is surprisingly mild, milder than caffeine withdrawal. There's no actual pain, just a slight empty feeling similar to hunger. Within 72 hours, the worst symptoms pass. Within 3 weeks, 99% of nicotine leaves your body. So why do smokers describe quitting as one of life's greatest challenges? The answer is psychological withdrawal. The mental associations linking cigarettes to virtually every aspect of your life. Your brain has formed thousands of these connections over years of smoking. The conventional approach makes these triggers unbearable by framing cessation as sacrifice. When you believe you're giving up something valuable, every trigger becomes a reminder of loss. Morning coffee becomes anxiety-inducing. Social gatherings feel incomplete. Stressful moments seem insurmountable. This explains why many smokers who abstain for months or years eventually relapse. Though physically free, they remain psychologically vulnerable because they still believe cigarettes provide benefits. During stress or celebration, they think just one cigarette will help, restarting the entire addiction cycle. The true withdrawal challenge isn't physical discomfort, but doubt. Wondering if you'll ever enjoy meals, handle stress, or feel relaxed without cigarettes. Beyond health and financial costs lies a more insidious reality, the sheer slavery of addiction. You exist in constant paradox, wishing you were a non-smoker while smoking, yet desperately craving cigarettes when you can't. Your life becomes a series of indignities, frantically searching for ashtrays, asking shame-faced permission to smoke, struggling to concentrate in meetings. Even during precious moments, your daughter's wedding, an important presentation, a romantic dinner, your mind fixates on when you can escape for a drag. The financial absurdity is equally stark. A pack-a-day smoker spends over $40,000 in their lifetime, paying to destroy their health and suffer stained teeth. Yet no confirmed smoker would accept $1,000 to cover their lifetime cigarette costs, revealing how deeply entrenched the addiction becomes. The pathetic truth: even while smoking, you never achieve the peace non-smokers experience naturally. Half your life is spent in withdrawal, craving cigarettes. The other half is consumed by guilt and wishing you weren't smoking. This constant internal conflict creates background anxiety that permeates work, relationships, and simple daily pleasures. Most people approach quitting as an epic battle requiring superhuman willpower, believing they're giving up something valuable. This mindset creates unnecessary struggle and often leads to failure. The truth? Quitting is ridiculously easy. You simply stop smoking. What makes it seem difficult is the wrong mindset. The key isn't willpower, but understanding. Smoking provides zero benefits, only temporary relief from withdrawal symptoms it creates. Once you grasp this, quitting becomes joyful liberation from a clever trap. The method requires two steps: decide you'll never smoke again, and rejoice rather than mope. This decision must be final. No trying to quit or seeing how it goes. The moment you extinguish your final cigarette, you're already a non-smoker. During withdrawal, celebrate cravings as evidence the addiction is dying. Each pang means you're closer to complete freedom. Physical symptoms disappear within 3 weeks, but psychological triggers may linger after meals, during coffee breaks, at social events. View these as opportunities to celebrate your freedom. With each trigger successfully navigated, your smoke-free identity strengthens until they disappear completely. The greatest benefits of quitting often surprise former smokers. Beyond health and savings, they discover unexpected joys that transform their outlook. Energy returns dramatically. Within weeks, many wake refreshed, think clearly, and enjoy activities once exhausting. Genuine confidence replaces the artificial boost cigarettes provided. That anxious feeling when running low on cigarettes disappears because tobacco created it. Social situations improve without constantly managing addiction. No more stepping outside in the cold or feeling self-conscious about smell. You fully engage without the nagging urge to escape. Most profound is the return of self-respect. You regain dignity, no longer feeling despised or apologetic. Instead of envying smokers, you feel genuine pity for those still trapped, combined with elation at your freedom. The beautiful truth: there's nothing to give up when quitting, only countless benefits to gain. Freedom isn't found in replacement therapy. It's found in seeing through the illusion, recognizing the trap, and walking away. Your life is waiting, vibrant, energetic, and fully yours. It's so nice to be free.